Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Several studies linked Parkinson's disease to pesticides, most notable to glyphosate, Roundup, manufactured by Monsanto. Glyphosate was first marketed in 1974. Before it was widely used, the incidence of Parkinson's among farmers was very low. Since the 1980s, farmers and farm workers of non-organic farms that use pesticides are disproportionately affected with Parkinson's compared to other occupations. Another recent study found that, even when diluted by a factor of 99.8%, which is 450-fold lower concentrations than presently used in GMO agricultural applications, Roundup chemicals are still fully capable of destroying both human cells and DNA too. The deadly GMO pesticide glyphosate is the highest-selling herbicide in the world and has been identified as having a wide range of minimized and/or under-reported adverse health effects. Other additives in Roundup, polyoxyethylenamine, for instance, a surfactant that facilitates glyphosate's absorption into cells, has been found to significantly increase Roundup's synergistic toxicity in humans. In a California study that included information on farms where pesticide use is high, the overall Parkinson's incidence rate for Hispanics was the highest among the race ethnic groups 3. Hispanics are widely employed as farm workers in California. In a French study, the more a farmer used pesticides, the higher was the prevalence of Parkinson's disease. 4. A new study with twins established a connection between the solvent trichloroethylene and Parkinson's. 5. Studies with identical twins are especially important since they exclude the role of genes as a variable. A twin with a work exposure of 6 months or greater to the solvent trichloroethylene had 6 times the risk of Parkinson's disease as compared to his unexposed twin. Trichloroethylene is the most frequently reported organic contaminant in groundwater and is detectable in up to 30% of U.S. drinking water. 6-7. Could bacterial infections lead to Parkinson's? The results of 2 earlier studies support the idea that the loss of dopamine-producing nerve cells may be due, at least in part, to previous bacterial infections. Researchers in Chicago found that maternal infection with gram-negative bacteria's toxin, endotoxin, in pregnant rats resulted in a marked decrease in the number of cells in the substantia nigra in the rat pups that were born. Subsequent exposure to environmental toxins after birth tended to speed up the loss of these cells. 8. In another U.S. study, researchers concluded that an association may exist between a previous infection with a certain bacterium known as Nocardia asteroides and the development of Lewy bodies in people with neurodegenerative disorders. 9. More recently, it was reported that Helicobacter pylori-infected mice make less dopamine in parts of the brain that control movement, possibly indicating that dopamine-making cells are dying just as they do in Parkinson's disease patients. Feeding mice killed H. pylori produced the same effect, suggesting that some biochemical component toxin of the bacterium is responsible. 10, 11. Dietary habits as well as the work environment and exposure to chemicals naturally play a role in the prevalence of Parkinson's. The more pesticide-sprayed fruit and vegetable are consumed, the higher the chance for the development of Parkinson's. Researchers at the University of Tokyo assessed the eating habits of 249 newly diagnosed Parkinson's patients and compared them with 368 healthy volunteers. The results showed those in the Mediterranean eating diet group who ate the highest amounts of fruits, vegetables and fish were nearly half as likely to get Parkinson's disease as those who ate the least 12. Eat lots of antioxidant-laden organic fruits and vegetables and wild fish. Never use herbicides, never use Roundup. Fight for a GMO-free world. Since trichloroethylene, glyphosate and other pesticides are eliminated with the help of glutathione in the liver, the extra glutathione in Tox Detox may explain its beneficial effects in Parkinson's. Stop Reabsorb activated charcoal is widely used to eliminate trichloroethylene and other pesticides from drinking and groundwater. Glutathione in Tox Detox and Stem Detox with their natural, antibiotic, effects, together with Stopreabsorb's ability to neutralize toxins may be credited for their overall effectiveness in Parkinson's if we accept that bacterial infections and their bacterial toxins play a surprisingly neglected, yet, important role. Overall, the use of Tox Detox, Stem Detox, Stop Reabsorb, with double dose, 2,000 mg per day, is suggested to be taken in a high-quality tap water filter to lower the load of pesticides and toxins in drinking water. References. Glyphosate-induced cell death through apoptotic and autophagic mechanisms, Yaxing Gui et al. Neurotoxicology and Teratology, Volume 34, Issue 3, May-June 2012, pages 344-349. Cytotoxic and DNA-damaging properties of glyphosate and Roundup in human-derived buccal epithelial cells. Verena J. Collar, et al. Arch Toxicol. 2012 February 14. EPUB 2012 February 14. PMID. 22,331,240 incidents of Parkinson's disease. Variation by age, gender, and race, ethnicity. Stephen K. Van den Eden et al. American Journal of Epidemiol. 2003-157-11-1015-1022. Frederick Moisan, et al. The Relation Between Type of Farming and Prevalence of Parkinson's Disease Among Agricultural Workers in Five French Districts. Movement Disorders, Volume 26, Issue 2, pages 271-279, 1 February 2011. Samuel M. Goldman et al. Solvent Exposures and Parkinson Disease Risk in Twins. Annals of Neurology 2012-71, 76-784. Available free online at http://onlinelibrary.wiley.com/doi/10.1002/ana.22629/full United States Environmental Protection Agency. Toxic Release Inventory Program. Available at http://www.epa.gov/toxics-release-inventory-try-program.wuc. Shom J. Exposure Assessment of Trichloroethylene. Environ Health Perspect 2000. 108, Supple 2, 359-363. Carvey PM, Chong QA, Lingzi Prenatal Lipopolysaccharide, LPS, induces permanent reductions in dopamine neurons. Effect of epigenetic alterations in CNS inflammatory homeostasis as an animal model for Parkinson's disease. Presented at the 8th International Congress of Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders in Rome, Italy, June 14-17, 2004, and published in Mauve Disorder 2004, 19, Supple 9, S151. Lewitt P.A., Beeman B.L., Camp D.M., Loeffler D.A. Nocardia Asteroides, a possible environmental cause of Parkinson's disease. Presented at the 8th International Congress of Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders in Rome, Italy, June 14-17, 2004, and published in Mauve Disorder 2004, 19, Supple 9, S222. M.F. Salvatore, S.L. Span, D.J. McGee, O.A. Senkovic, and T.L. Testerman. Helicobacter pylori infection induces Parkinson's disease symptoms in aged mice. Presentation at the American Society for Microbiology General Meeting, May 22, 2011, New Orleans, Larisse K., et.al. Helicobacter pylori eradication for Parkinson's disease. Cochrane Database SysTrek, 2011 November 9, 11, CD008453. Dietary Patterns and Risk of Parkinson's Disease, a Case Control Study in Japan. Okubo H., et al. Yur J. Neural. 2012 May. 19.5, 681-8. Doi. 10.1111-J.1468-1331.2011.03600X. EPUB 2011 December 5. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.